That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel
is
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live this Saturday morning. I think it's getting close to the end of December here. Let's take a look. I think it is December. Oh, man, is it the 27th already? It is. Well, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And how are things down in Colorado today?
They're doing well. Cold and snowy.
Cold and snowy.
Here, but it kind of came in at the last minute. That's how it is sometimes.
Amen. Amen. That's how it is here at the Radio Ranch. A balmy 16 below zero. And boy, the last couple days we've had a good blanket of snow, probably close to a foot, I would guess, and got some pretty decent drifts. Had to have the snow plow out this week, had to fire that up and work that around a little bit, and I guess it's in need down there as well, but that's how it is. It's wintertime, and we're glad to have it, glad to have it. Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning. And we'll have the phone lines opened up here in a minute, get all the buttons pushed, but we'll sure open up with prayer first, and that's always a good place to start. So, Jason, would you start us out with that?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we ask for your blessing upon this morning's broadcast. We pray that you guide us and direct us, oh, Father, and that you just be with the remnant all across this land, Father. You know who they are, and we pray that this program is a blessing to you and your kingdom, a blow to Satan and his kingdom, and we pray that you just continue to allow us to recognize that our blessings come from you, and we pray that you grant us those blessings. We thank you for all the many blessings that you do give us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I haven't had a chance to really take a look at maybe what's going on in the world the last few days. Didn't know if you had something there to maybe to fire off or start off with this morning.
No, it was, you know, this time of year is always interesting, and it was interesting because I just noticed that, you know, they kept saying, everybody was saying that, you know, as far as the news media is concerned, that numbers were up in as far as, you know, shopping and Christmas presents and this and that, and it was all the numbers were around here were extremely down, you know, it's like I don't understand how you can have all these stores in an area, you know, Fort Collins Front Range, Colorado Front Range is you know, the economy is I mean, it's not great, but it's better than a lot of places. I mean, it's a lot better than a lot of places.
Right.
And how you can have, you know, such a down area here, but they can show, you know, such national economic growth all over the place. You know, it really makes you wonder about how much of anything that they tell you on the news media is true. I mean, you think things like that, it's like, what's the point in lying about it? But I think sometimes that our enemies would just rather lie than tell the truth on anything. And I don't know, that's one of the things that I've noticed over this year was you know, that was kind of interesting. And, you know, it's interesting because it's like, also you see these people that, you know, now it's become so common for people that, you know, don't even claim any Christianity to celebrate Christmas. And I guess the numbers of around that have gone astronomically too. I mean, I heard one thing that was that it was like 79 or 80%, and I heard another one that it was up to 85% of people that are non-Christians that don't, you know, basically atheists that don't have anything to do with Christ, but now they're celebrating Christmas. And it's just, you know, things like that really make you take a step back and you know. It just, you know, and look at the insanity about the, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah, it has so little to do, you know, with Christianity, with Christ, with the birth of Christ. The Antichrist has succeeded, and not too many people seem to care. In getting any and every semblance of anything to do with Christ off and away from the from the celebration, and it I think it has been completely commercialized. We saw the same thing here, you know. It's all shopping, and. I know, looking at reports, it. I think we're talking about them on some of the review of the news that we try to do on Sunday morning. That, you know, nationwide, if you can believe what, you know, who knows what you can believe these days, but it seems like nationwide that the prices are a little bit better. Sure, seems like a lot of people have work that maybe a year or two didn't. We're seeing gas prices come down a little bit. I'm certainly not seeing any other prices come down as far as, you know, food or anything else. But it seems like the energy prices have dropped just a little bit. But we've kind of talked about that as well, that it there's a, how do you say it, there's a price for that as well. And it's not just all good news that we're seeing, you know, $2.20 a gallon gasoline at the pumps. Some places have seen under $2. But as far as this Christmas, yeah, it sure didn't seem like the stores were as packed and as I've seen in the past. Not that I'm out in the stores a lot, but just what you see, like you said, Jason, around Fort Collins and the stores and even here in little old Laramie. But very little to do with anything Christ or Christian. and all with, boy, can we just get those, you know, get the shoppers in here and have them spend some money.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's interesting because I've seen such a decline, and it used to be able to find a, you know, a lot of, you know, Christian stuff. You know, you'd see different things with scriptures written on it, you know, the you know, Christmas scriptures. And you would see things like that for sale in some of the stores. You'd see the crosses, and you'd see, you know, lights, and, you know, and angels, and the three wise men, you know, the nativity scene stuff. And, you know, it's like, wow, just, you know, it's you know, I had to think about it. It didn't get out a whole lot, but at the same time, I'm used to seeing some nativity scenes and didn't see, I don't think I saw one this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's just, I guess it's just signs of the times, and it's changing. You know, I've heard about, you know, a lot of these places that, you know, had put up these nativity scenes in public places, and, you know, that they were commanded to remove them, you know, because it offended some people who, you know, were Christians, and, you know, it's those antichrists, they just work overtime on taking so much of Christ out of our society, and they've done a really good job on a lot of the things. You know, I was reading about a hospital the other day, and they had always, for years, they had done a, you know, just, I guess, went way out on a nativity scene and decorated and everything, and, you know, this year they got it decorated and were told that they had to take it down, because, you know, it violated some kind of clause that they had with some kind of contract, and you know, it was remove it or, you know, pay substantial fines, and they had to remove it. And it's just, you know, a lot of that stuff, you don't even hear about it anymore because it's getting to be so common where the things like that are happening.
We are seeing that, aren't we? We absolutely are.
Yeah,
it's that, yep, they,
that's all over the place.
They,
and then you got on top of that, you got this stuff where they're, you know, they're pushing the, you know, the homosexuals, where it wasn't a Mary and a Joseph, it was a Mary and a Josephine, and they, you know, have made that, you know, because that was offensive to genders. And I believe that was taking place up in Minnesota somewhere, and, you know, that was a. I guess it should have been a big conflict, but it was a small conflict, and, you know, it was so that they wouldn't offend the homosexuals in the area, and that was one that was actually put up in front of a church building.
Wow.
So, I don't know. One of those things.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, so many in the world were offended by Christ when he walked the earth, and they still are. They still are. It really doesn't matter what we think the scripture says, but it matters what the scripture says. And the scripture doesn't say Mary and Josephine, you know, it says Mary and Joseph. And the scripture talks about marriage, and the scripture talks about how our godly society is supposed to be. And we have, in all aspects of it, it seems like we have just completely, as a people, as the group, stepped away from that. Thank God he still does call his remnant. Was talking with a lady in California, I think Friday, about that very thing. You know, the word tells us that his people Israel will be as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. And that means innumerable. And if you look over the last several thousand years at the history, there's only one group of people that are innumerable. It's not those that call themselves his chosen people today, but it is the Anglo-Israel people, the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, kindred people that are innumerable, that are without number. But that same word also says it is just his remnant. It's his remnant that are called out. It's his remnant that hear his voice. It's his remnant that do their best to turn away from this wickedness of the world, that see, just like you've been saying, Jason, that see that, hey, what's happened even with Christmas? I mean, much less with our public school system, much less with our government, much less with our society as a whole, but we see it even with Christmas, that it's just gone.
Yeah.
Anything and everything to do with Christ, nope, can't have it. Our other Wranglers, Kyle and John, are out of town, but you hear John mentioned quite a bit, and he tries to bring to people's attention this Freedom From Religion organization. And that's just another name for the Antichrists, another name for those that deny Jesus Christ, because that Freedom From Religion is no more than freedom from Christianity, is what they promote. Another name for them could just be lawlessness. Freedom from the law, freedom from any type of lawful society, because they are just absolutely against anything and everything Christian, and they've gone a long way in doing just like you said about the hospital, in coming up and threatening lawsuits, and trying to hit people, they say, where it hurts in their pocketbook, especially companies and hospitals and things like that, cities and towns, threaten them with lawsuits if they dare promote anything that's has anything to do with Christianity. Such is the day we live in.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Well, we can open up the phone lines this morning, 307-745-5913. Get all the buttons pushed here. Got a text from my brother Tom out in Montana. He says, my dad had a saying, some folks would rather lie when telling the truth. It'd do them more good. Ain't that the truth? There's some
that is the truth.
There are. There's some that, what is it the Bible tells us, that can't sleep at night. That can't sleep at night unless they're causing problems. Well, 307-745-5913, if you want to give us a call this morning. And boy, I had quite an interesting year. You know, this calendar year of 2014 is winding down. The next time we join you here for Coffee with the Wranglers, the good Lord willing, and, well, the creek ain't going to rise too much because it's about frozen over this morning. But we'll be joining you in the 1st of January, 2015. And, boy, when you look back and at kind of a review of the news from 2014, there's certainly lots of bad news, but there's some good news back there as well. We saw the public law 97-280 read out loud to a gathering of the Republican Leadership Conference in the summertime by a Christian man. And those people were told that if what they do and if their lives are not right with God and if what they do is not good for God, then it's not good for America. And they were told about repentance and baptism, and I think that's a good thing. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ being taught and being put out in places that just hadn't been put out before, I think. And we had one bright spot. Got a letter here a few months ago. Had five people that for whatever reason are spending time in prison, but they repented and got baptized. And a fellow prisoner that's on our ministry had shared the gospel with them. And, there certainly has been good news this past year. We had, I think, 9 total baptized in Branson. And we we have to remember that there are good things happening for those that do have eyes to see and ears to hear. You know, we certainly saw healings and had reports of healings, of cancer being gone, cancer being healed. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that is. That's awesome.
Well,
what do you know about these officers getting shot out in New York? Do you know anything about that?
Oh, it's just, it's right-wing supremacists. It's Christians that are shooting them, is what the media wants you to put out. Even though it's black Muslims that are doing the shooting and the killing and, you know, doing things like, posting up on their social media that, they want a race war, they want to kill the cops. The police just shouldn't have been where they were, you know. That's how the media is putting it out anyway. The same day that those two policemen got shot, or maybe it was the day after, I think it was the same day, that those two police officers were shot and assassinated by a black Muslim in New York. There was also a retired New York policeman killed down in Tarpon Springs, Florida. First fatality the Tarpon Springs Police Department had since the 60s. And Tarpon Springs is just a small community outside of Tampa, Florida. And just a great little place. So I think that it is what our enemies are trying to do. They're trying to start a race war. We're seeing all types of discrimination. Boy, you hear it's sure on the front page news. When a black tries to shoot a cop. Like happened in Ferguson again, and the white policeman has to shoot the poor armed black person before they get killed themselves. That makes the news. But this in New York seems like it's kind of rode its point, and now it's getting thrown back to the back page.
Interesting.
But I think that's what it is. It's, you know, if you look at, well, it goes back to Deuteronomy 28. That proves who we are as a people. And I put that out to the remnant. If you're not familiar with Deuteronomy 28, it's back at the beginning of the Old Testament. Turn there and read it. Read the first 15 verses and see the blessings that God says he will pour out upon his people, if they will obey his word. And that means obey his law. And then you look at the history of our people and the history of this nation up until about, just a few generations ago, less than 100 years ago, and how this nation was blessed. Because his law was the law of the people. This land was built on Christianity. And when his people obey his word, they're blessed. But then when you read the rest of Deuteronomy 28, you see that when they don't obey his word, well, his word is still true. And there's curses that come. And that's where we are now. That's where we are now. Well, Jason got a Mike Platt J song this morning. Why don't we play that? And I need to take a sip of coffee. Stop talking so much. And we'll open the phone lines up. 307-745-5913. And we'll be back right after this.
Questions about what's really going on. No one's got the guts to tell the truth. Righteousness is taking a stand. Holiness is drawn his line. The righteous will take it by force and push the evil one back this time. In the name of Jesus, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, it ain't flesh and blood righteous wars against. It's the evil spirit that's in this world that we totally come against. The only way to win this war is in our churches and in our homes. Praying to the Father in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Praying in the name of Jesus. Get united to take their stand. There ain't much that the devil can do. It's written he's been defeated. Jesus took away his keys. He said the gates of hell cannot stand when we come walking through in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus.
That's the name they hate. That is the name that our enemy shudders at. Because it's in that name that all power and authority that has ever been is.
That is for sure.
Got over in 1 Corinthians. And 1 Corinthians 1 talks about, the wisdom of God versus the foolishness of the word of the world. And starting in verse 18, it says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside." Goes on and says, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" And if you go on reading, and I like how it puts there about the debater of the age, because I think that's kind of what we've been talking about, Jason, is the result of the debaters of this age. Those that deny God, those that deny His Son, those that are not entering into the kingdom, as it says here, those who are perishing, and that word of the cross is foolishness to them. There are some that can't repent. There are some, aren't there, that just are out there doing the desires of their father, the devil?
Absolutely.
That are doing what they were put on this earth to do. You know, we used to have...
And I think we see a lot of that. I think that's one of the things that, you know, so much of the time we try to explain it and try to understand it, and, you know, And we just got to, you take a step back and say, that's what they are and that's what they do. You know, that's what they were made for. You know, the Bible says that the wicked were made for the day of destruction. And we forget that a lot of the times. I mean, we forget it as Christians that, you know, hey, we've got an enemy. You know, Christ has got an enemy. And some of them were just made for destruction. And I think if a person would stop, you know, and when they see some of these things taking place, and use those terms and say, hey, you know, I wonder if this person is a wicked person. I wonder if this is one that was made for that day of destruction. And, you know, and think about things like it in that aspect, a lot more things would make a lot more sense. You know, instead of trying to reason with, you know, why are they doing this? Why, you know, this just doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. And you're not going to understand it. And I think that's what a lot of people need to realize is, no, it's not going to make sense. You're not going to understand it. We can't understand their thinking, and they don't understand ours.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So many people today, and our enemy has done it. They've done it from the pulpit. They have replaced Christianity with humanism, and they've replaced true Christianity with Judeo-Christianity. And folks, let me tell you, Judeo-Christianity does not honor Jesus Christ. Judeo-Christianity is a misnomer. It puts the Christian in a spell. Nothing is to come before Christ. And when those that deny Christ put their Judaism before Christianity, well, it nullifies. It does away with Christ and His Word. This country was not founded on a Judeo-Christian ethic. It was founded on a Christian ethic. It was founded to further the faith of Christianity and to glorify Jesus Christ. That's what this country was founded on. If you look over in 2 Peter 2, it talks about the rise of false prophets. And that's certainly where we are. It says, starting in verse 1, "...but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be maligned. And in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." See, they know. They know that we win in the end. They don't enter into the kingdom, and they do all they can to take as many with them as they can. Reading on in verse 4 says, "For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example to those who would live ungodly lives thereafter, and if he rescued righteous Lot, oppressed by the sensual conduct of unprincipled men, for by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from temptation and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt desires and despise authority." And then it goes on here, starting in the rest of verse 10 and on, and it describes those who indulge the flesh in their corrupt desires and despise authority. And this is like looking around today and just seeing this once godly society. Verse 10 goes on, says, "Daring, self-willed, they do not tremble when they revile angelic majesties. Whereas angels, who are greater in might and power, do not bring a reviling judgments against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed." Now that's New Testament, folks. That's the love of Jesus right there. like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed. Suffering wrong is the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. And you know, it's daytime now. And we see the ungodly doing this very thing, reveling. Oh, it's the time, the parable of the tares and the wheat fast approaches. That harvest time is just around the corner. And we see it because the ungodly do this very thing. They count it as a pleasure to revel in the daytime. We read on, they are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed. Accursed children, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now my Bible tells me the wages of sin is death. And here we had a Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. And boy, we sure have them today that love, that they've taken Christ out of Christmas. We have them today that love, that they preach a different gospel from the pulpits of America. But if you read a little bit further to 2 Peter chapter 3, well, let's just read it, starting in verse 5, because I think it describes today as well. Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. And boy, don't we see that today? I mean, when I see these billboards that the atheists put up and the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the Antichrist put up, blaspheming God and denying God, I mean, they are mockers. They mock our Lord and Savior today. All of society does.
Yeah, they really do.
Reading on, it tells us, where's the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. And verse 5 says, for when they maintain this, it escapes their notice, that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the days of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Verse 8, but do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And so, we have to see these things that are going on around us and that have been going on, not with our eyes, not with our wisdom, that we call it, but with a biblical understanding. Looking in the Word and letting the Word describe it, and letting the Word tell us what's going on today. And I think that these very scriptures do that very thing. They tell us about the stain and blemishes, about the creatures of instinct that were created to be destroyed, that God has allowed to be here, but whose very existence is reserved for destruction. And I think you nailed it right on the head, Jason. Our people today, so many out there, they don't realize that as Christians, they have enemies.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess everybody took the holiday weekend off this morning. Did get a text. Got my sister and brother-in-law down in Florida, down at the Oakley Ranch, joining us for coffee. So good morning down there. And I'd pour you a cup.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, I'd pour you a cup if we had some going here. But I don't see.
A little cold for coffee this morning. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little cold for coffee here. The coffee froze up on the way in. It's 16 below. I guarantee you this, they don't have 16 below down there in Florida.
Oh, I can imagine. I bet it's pretty nice down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I bet it is. A balmy 64. So, yeah, not bad at all. But, you know, God has blessed us with such a great summer and a beautiful fall, an abundant hay crop, record-setting. And it wasn't just us. Many people in this Laramie Valley and talking to people down in Colorado and Nebraska and in the surrounding area, many people had a record year this year and commented on the beautiful summer and the great fall. And so,
that's what I noticed around here too. It's when you've gone a couple years with having it be extremely dry, when you get the water like we did this year and the snow that we had last winter, so we got the runoff off of that. It was good and green, and it stayed green all summer long, and people's gardens did exceptionally well. And this is the first year in quite some time now that people had good crops down here on just about everything. You get everything, and everything looked better. The hay crops did fantastic. Cattle crops were good. We've got an abundance of wildlife right now, and it's they're running all over the place. So
they are. They are. I think they're going to be in our haystack. We've got a haystack down by the river, and I think with all this snow, they tend to go where they can find the easy food. And they've been in and out of the haystack a little bit already. The deer don't do too bad as long as the elk aren't in there tearing it all up. And I think even that is, to me, I take it anyway, is a sign. It's a sign from God that says, "Hey, I'm taking care of you. I'm taking care of those of you that rely on me." And He always does that. Always has. He hasn't failed any of His people yet.
No, that's for sure. He's sovereign.
Yep, absolutely. Got another text that we're coming in loud and clear down in Louisiana. So glad to hear that. And Jason, I haven't had a chance to share it with you this week yet, but I've had two reports this week of how the people have been saying the shortwave reception is getting better. Let's see, one in Texas and one I think was in Ohio, if I remember right. I know you guys have been working on power and different things on that.
Yeah, we've been working on a lot of different things. They're making a lot of different changes. So that is good. Yeah, I want to tell people, just, with all the changes that are taking place right now with shortwave, do really appreciate those reception reports. I know a lot of people have sent them in and haven't got a whole lot of them lately. We've been putting the call out, been playing those ads on the shortwave station asking for those reception reports, and do appreciate it. Those things do help us an awful lot. And you can do it a couple different ways. You can write to Scriptures for America and just put Attention Jason on there and, put in a reception report. You can drop it in the mail and send it to Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. You can email it to jason@sfaw.org, or you can go to the website, sfawbn.com, and you can fill it out online there, which makes it easy for people. And or you can call the office at 307-742-7582 and leave a message, and they'll be passed on. But all those changes all the changes that are taking place, when we get those reception reports, it helps us. Sometimes you don't realize what a problem is, and sometimes it you think you've got something figured out and you don't, And so it's, it does help us, you know, the things that we like to know is where you're calling from or where you're listening in at, what kind of equipment you're using, what time of day you're listening, what frequency you're listening in on, and, you know, signal strength. How's it coming in? Is it coming in good? Is it breaking up? Is it a lot of static? You know, the more details, the better. And those things really do help us out. So we want to encourage people to keep sending those in, and we'll just keep trying to improve the radio signals to you.
Yeah, just got a text that coming in loud and clear on 9475 in Illinois, Western Illinois. So that's good
to
hear.
Oh, that's good.
And that's one of the shortwave frequencies we broadcast on 9475 and then also on 5830, daytime and nighttime. So if you don't find us on one, check to the other. I know sometimes they'll switch over frequencies, sometimes a little off schedule, just depending on what's going on. But normally you can find us on those two, 9475, or one of those, I guess, would be the way to put it, or 5830. And we try to keep an updated schedule in our Dragon Slayer newsletter. And check the mail Monday, Tuesday for that. That got mailed out this past week, Volume 10 of our Dragon Slayer newsletter. And we got it emailed out to those that requested. If you'd like to get it via email, you can send us an email, preacher@sfaw.org. And we'll be glad to email you one in a PDF format. And I think you'll enjoy it. Been having a lot of good articles. We've had some Acres of Diamonds men sending in some articles for us to review, to get out in the newsletter to share with you. And if you don't get the newsletter, we don't charge for it. We'd be glad to send it to you. And there's also a survey in this newsletter that we're asking the remnant to take and to get back with us as a way, another way for you, the remnant, to stay involved. And like Jason had said, sometimes we don't know if there's a problem with the shortwave or on the internet or the website or something unless we're told about it. We monitor the shortwave when we can and do updates on the website, but we do count on you, the remnant, to let us know as well, because this is your church as much as it is ours as well. We're all members of this church body. Got a note here, also coming in loud and clear. Leon's letting us know on the phone, and we've got a phone number you can call to tune in. Got a couple calls on the line we'll get to, but you can also call this number just to listen in, and it's 832-999-1792. And you can tune right in. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Timmy from Maine.
Hey, good morning,
Tim. Christianity is utterly useless, and we have to realize, whether we want like it or not, that a lot of these Judeo-Christians are damned. They have multiple strong delusions. And, of course, you know, we have the rock culture, and for schooling, Judeo-Christianity, together with all these abominations, just fits nicely into a communist plan. It's to tear down the individual, the rugged individual especially.
Absolutely, and it does. It does, Tim.
This is a pagan high. You know, we're in the pagan Christmas season, and their Jesus is the, you know, impotent baby Jesus lying in the crib. They don't want the Jesus who's coming down in flaming fire. It's amazing how this little girl in a Christian orphanage named Nia had a vision from the Lord of the Jesus, the real Jesus, coming down in flaming fire. But the Judeo-Christians out here look at the baby Jesus. It's just amazing.
Yeah, he's already come as the babe in the manger, as the Savior. He's already gone to the cross to save us from our sins and our sickness. That does not have to be done again. It was done once and for all. And when he comes back, it's going to be the way he left and not the way he came the first time. So, absolutely. Absolutely.
Judeo-Christianity is very defeating.
It is. It's an antichrist.
Just have you sit down and take it.
It is. It's an antichrist Christianity. In our Volume 10 newsletter I was just talking about, we encourage you to take a look at page 28. It has a good summary of the communist rules for revolution that one of our Acres men sent in, and it exemplifies that same thing, Tim. It does. Well, Tim, we're going to get this other caller. Good talking to you this morning,
thanks.
Brother. Thank you. And here's another caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, this is Cole, and I wanted to give a weather report.
Okay.
Well, it's been brown here for a week, and no snow at Christmas time, quite different from last winter. And last night we started getting snow. We got about 3 to 4 inches, and it's down right where it should be. And I wanted to say that it didn't disturb me that we didn't have a white Christmas because I price a lot for any kind of weather, and it didn't really disappoint me either because I think of weather anomalies as making people aware that things aren't always by clockwork and that God is still in control of the weather and not man.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and reception's real good right now, very nice. And I'm very encouraged by the ministry and by the DVD church sent out. And I guess that's about all I have to say for now. I'll just keep listening. Thanks a lot, Wranglers. Bye.
All right, thank you.
Good night.
Well, and that's another thing. We have new people coming onto the ministry all the time. And the DVD church, we added 3 people to the list this week. The DVD church ministry that we send out. We have church. We'll invite you to come to church with us on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And join us for the church service, for music, for teaching, for communion, for a Holy Spirit-inspired message. Maybe an update on kind of how we see things happening around the world and things we'd like to share with you, the remnant. And many people join us at the LaPorte Church of Christ. Many people join us live at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. We encourage you to join us there as well. And we record the service, and on Mondays, we come back and make copies of the DVD and get them printed and mailed out in the mail on most Mondays, normally on Monday, and send hundreds of those out across the country and across the world so that people can have that as well. And that's what the caller was talking about, the DVD church ministry. So if you'd like to be part of that, if you let us know, And write to us. We'll be glad to put you on that and send you that DVD. And it's all part of, you know, if you look, you hear many times about the Great Commission. And an easy way to remember that is it's right at the end. It's how the Gospels close out. It's how Matthew closes out. It's how Mark closes out. Matthew 28 says, 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. See, that's the Great Commission. That's what we are to be doing, teaching them all that He commanded us. And we continue to do that. Mark 16, starting in verse 15, says, well, let's start in verse 14, because it's Christ talking to His followers, to His disciples. But it says, afterward he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reproached them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who had seen him after he had risen. You know, make sure we don't fall into that category. Make sure we don't have the unbelief in the word or the hardness of heart that the original disciples had. And verse 15 says, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And you know, those that die in their disbelief out there, even today, the word is true. They are condemned. They are condemned. If if they go to meet him in their disbelief. And so we continue on in doing our best to follow those commands, to fulfill that great commission of getting the gospel message out.
Yeah, and we're just about out of time again.
Boy, we are. Here just
That's
a couple minutes.
Believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, it's good to get the phone calls, good to get the text messages. It's good to know the Remnant's tuning in, and we thank you, Remnant, for doing that, for continuing to tune in, to listen in, to support this ministry. This ministry is not about me. This ministry is not about Jason or the Ramrod or Kyle or it's not about, and it's not about the Remnant out there. It's about this word that we have in front of us. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about getting the truth of his word, the true gospel message, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ out. To put the word out, to get that frequency out of his word, so that, well, those that have ears to hear can hear it. And those that have eyes to see can all of a sudden see what they couldn't see before. And you know, we have to work while we have time. You know, flip back to Revelations if you want to. Read the last few chapters, 19, 20, 21, about the new heaven and the new earth and how he is coming back. You know, he is. Revelation 21:7 says, "He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my people." And I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so, you know, our desire is God's desire, that none would perish, but that all that can would come to repentance. Don't know that we can add any to that. Jason, thanks for joining us. Remnant, thanks for joining us. Hope we'll see you in church tomorrow morning, folks, at scripturesforamerica.org.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, stay high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more,
stay high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake high. My heart's calculating,
barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.